Hi. Hopefully this will be my last podcast. I know I've been saying it over and over again, but my podcast, this podcast here, is a pretty interesting podcast, and it's like it's a podcast about thugs and over the history of time, right? Like certain mafias. Like, you know, the Nazis, the British Mafia, you know, the cartel mafia and whatever. My point is that over the history, there's these mafias and they're thugs. And, you know, like today, you know, or like, you know, you see Al Capone, like I'll use him as an example. Like they want lots of money, right? They want fear, you know, to fear people. And through history, that's what it was, folks. You know, during slavery, during wars, you know, it was like desperate thugs that wanted, you know, to, and they were like violent all their lives too. They picked them on purpose. There's some kids that would kill cats or, you know what I'm saying, hurt animals. And you know, these people were violent and they did the dirty work for, you know, the money, the elite, you know. And especially when there was no law, like there was no law. Certain people you could hurt, kill, and there was no law protecting them, right? Like Aboriginals, Africans in the Americas or, you know, the enemy, there was no law. What's my point? That gangsta mentality exists today, right? And that's what existed through history. You know, there's thugs that, you know, want to kill and murder. And, you know, some people kill for nothing because they're violent, they're idiots. And over the years, you know, they would do dirty work like Escobar. There was these two guys from Greece, and they went to Colombia, and you wouldn't believe it. They were filming about soccer, and this guy comes out of nowhere, and you know he looked deranged, and he goes, "Yeah, I was Escobar's hitman, and I killed 150 people at least." And you know who he reminded me of? In Scarface, you know when Scarface blows his brains out in the car because he wanted to blow up the car, even with the kids. Like, that character played a pretty deranged, they're nut bars, you know what I'm saying? They're crazy, violent nut bars. And over the years, it's like, don't think it was just like blacks kill blacks and whites kill whites and like, you can be of the same race, same country, and kill each other, you know, even, you know, betray each other and stuff. So it's not like these people are deranged people. And my point is that, you know, Hollywood likes to make these people laughable and funny characters and, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, cool and, you know, and whatever, you know, Frank White and Scarface and whatever, Al Capone and so on, make them, they're not like that in reality at all. They're pretty deranged, fucked up people, violent, and you can't trust them one bit. They can pretend to be your friend and just like, they're pretty bad, bad people. And these are, over history, these are the type of people that did the dirty work, you know, for the mafias, for the rich, the elite. And that's, so we shouldn't glorify violence in these movies, infer these false narratives of, you know, they're cool and funny like De Niro, you know, the coolest mobster of all time. He's so funny and he's a good guy in actuality. Why am I making this podcast? Because Basically, some people think they have the right to kill people. Some people, they have the right to steal from people. Some people think, you know, they're better than people. And over history, it's like demented people that did most of the dirty work, you know. They were serial killer, crazy nuts. And we shouldn't glorify it at all, you know. You know what I'm saying? And my point is that... you know, the media can make movies about serial killers and interview serial killers, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? And make it look like something different than there is. These people are deranged psychos, and the public society has to, you know, today, you know, put them incarcerated because they're psychos. And like the movie Psycho, you know. Like when I was in film class in university, the teacher said, like, we're rooting for the car to go in Psycho, the movie, we're rooting for the car to go in the quicksand. Like, you know, we have sympathy for these people, and there always will be sympathy, like, you know, the Nazi sympathy or, you know, some mafia sympathy. But people, let's see what it really is. And your kids, and you know, could be a victim of it. And if you see some deranged kids or people, report it to the authorities, because you can save lives, because these people need help. And I remember this one racist person. He wanted to shoot up a school, and he said the reason why I didn't shoot up the school is because someone had an act of kindness towards me. And it just blew my mind, and I said, wow, I really froze there and changed. So be kind to people, and like gossip and all that shit, you know, like these kids, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you torture them, and then they just go berserk and just shoot up the school, whatever, you know, the anything, you know? So be kind, and if you see people, be... try to be decent and give them help, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can save lives by being kind and not help these serial killers kill, you know? That's all I have to say. It's something I've thought about over the years. I have friends that have killed people, and they can be, like, decent people, but in reality... they're in jail, obviously, but my point is, or one of them got shot down. Like, they usually live by the sword, they die by the sword, but just keep it real, folks, and just say a prayer for everyone, and just keep the peace and good behavior. Peace.